Right, let's start this one off with football. Nigeria made light work of Zambia in their Women's Africa Cup of Nations clash last night, thumping their opponents 5-0 to ease into the semi-finals. Hosts Morocco advanced to the semis of WAFCON with a 3-1 win over Mali in Rabat. Now, both these sides await for the quarterfinals this afternoon or later today to take place to know who they face in the semi-finals. The first one, Algeria, face Ghana at 6 o'clock. And then South Africa will look to ease past Senegal at 9 to go on and face Morocco in the semi-finals should they take that victory. And then Spain could afford to miss two penalties and still make it through to the semi-finals of the Women's Euros. They knocked out host nation Switzerland, winning 2-0. And then over to some rugby news now. Selection for the upcoming Rugby Championship should be more than enough motivation for the Springboks when they face Georgia in Bombela this afternoon. Now, today's match is the last of South Africa's tests as they get ready for the championships. Bok flanker and eighth man Kwagga Smith, who poses a threat due to his versatility, understands the importance of preparation.
As players that's filling more than one role, more than one position, filling three positions in a game, it's not almost in that week where you get the preparation, it's almost in the camps, when we have camps before we start going into test weeks, where you get that preparation. And that's really important because when you go into test week, you want to focus on your main position. Say if it's, for me, instance, it's maybe 6 and 8 or whatever, I want to focus on that. But then I've done the work to maybe cover a wing in the camp.
And then over to the green to close. World number one, Scottie Scheffler, is leading the way at the Open as he continues his pursuits of a first claret jug. Now, he's on 10 under par, leading by one shot at Royal Portrush. The American tells Sky Sports News he's pleased with the improvement he made on his opening round.
I felt like I did a lot of things well. Yeah, hold some nice putts. I hit a lot of really good iron shots, and I definitely hit a few more fairways than I did yesterday. So, pretty proud of the number I was able to post.
England's Matt Fitzpatrick is the nearest challenger on 9 under. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio team. I'm Faida Crouch.